Penguin Random House Audio presents Chatter, the voice in our head, why it matters, and how to harness it. This is the author, Ethan Cross. To Dad, for teaching me to go inside, and Lara, Maya, and Danny, my ultimate chatter antidotes. The biggest challenge, I think, is always maintaining your moral compass. Those are the conversations I'm having internally. I'm measuring my actions against that inner voice that, for me at least, is audible, is active. It tells me where I think I'm on track and where I think I'm off track. Barack Obama. The voice in my head is an asshole. Dan Harris. Introduction. I stood in the darkness of my living room, my knuckles white, my fingers tense around the sticky rubber handle of my Little League baseball bat, staring out the window into the night, trying desperately to protect my wife and newborn daughter from a madman I had never met. Any self-awareness about how this looked, or about what I might actually do if the madman appeared, had been washed away by the fear I was experiencing. The thoughts racing through my head kept repeating the same thing. It's all my fault, I said to myself. I have a healthy, adorable new baby and wife upstairs who love me. I've put them both at risk. What have I done? How am I going to fix this? These thoughts were like a horrible carnival ride I couldn't get off. So there I was, trapped, not just in my dark living room, but also in the nightmare of my own mind. Me, a scientist who directs a laboratory.